Cape Talk.
WhatsApp apps now on 072-567-1567.
17 minutes past five. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, the question that we need to ask you this morning, have you thought about leaving South Africa to search for greener pastures? If you have, what's stopping you? If you have thought about it, why? What's eating you in South Africa? Is it only just greener pastures? Or some people say it's a question of safety. But the annual bonus salary and business confidence survey conducted by Jack Hammer has revealed that there's been an alarming dip in confidence and the outlook of top South African executives and managers, with a record 78% of respondents indicating that they would consider opportunities abroad. This is more than a 30% increase from last year, when the majority of respondents indicated that they were here to stay. So joining you this morning is Debbie Goodman-Byatt, CEO at Jack Hammer, rated as one of the top three executive search firms in the country. A very good morning to you, Debbie.
Actually, good morning.
Should I say a very gloomy morning to you, Debbie?
I know, these are not very happy stories you're starting the morning with.
I'm not happy. I'm one of those people, Debbie, that's always said, you leave now and we stay behind and we make it work. Don't ever come back. But nonetheless, we're not there. That's not what we're talking about. Talk to me, Debbie, though. The survey that you did, why did you do it? But also, what are the results? I mean, in terms of sector, race and age, what are we talking about?
So this is a survey that we do every year. We've been conducting this now for around about 6 years. The question around would you consider leaving South Africa is actually a relatively new one that we only started introducing about 3 years ago. Usually we're just talking to people about what are their expectations regarding getting a bonus, a salary increase, and that's usually a temperature check of how positive people are feeling about not only their company but also their worth in the market. And then towards a couple of years ago, as we started hearing anecdotally a lot more uncertainty from people, as well as an interest and willingness to consider opportunities abroad, we decided to really get a more formal survey going on this. And last year, the results were, as you said, 47% of people said they would be interested in considering a move, but that means that more than half of the respondents said they were here to stay. And that was not a great number, but nevertheless positive. We did the temperature check again this year, and that has jumped so substantially that it's something really to look up to. Now, in terms of the demographics of the survey, we engage with senior managers and executives. So these are leaders, and it's cross-sector, from financial services all the way to manufacturing. And usually we'll see some kind of sector trend. For example, manufacturing is really usually on the more gloomy side of things. This year it was sort of sector agnostic. There was no preference or trend regarding in which sector or industry people were feeling more or less confident. What we did see, though, that this was really across the gender and racial demographic lines. So approximately 80% of the respondents are actually black leaders. Black as in broad-based EE, yeah. but that's the really big deal.
If that's the case, then, you know, your respondents are reflecting the racial and gender demographics of the country, making this survey rather significant. So then the question is, what does this mean then for transformation if all these BEE individuals are thinking of leaving the country?
So look, let's not get overly catastrophic here, because thinking of leaving and actually going are two different things. Because it's not so easy to just pick up and go. It's not so easy to get a work visa in any country in the world today. Nevertheless, the point is, should opportunities arise, people would jump at them. And people have actually, almost across the board, have got some kind of ideal destination in mind. It's usually Europe or the US, but people are open to looking at the Middle East, Dubai, other countries in Africa. So we're definitely seeing a willingness and an appetite to consider alternatives. Where do people actually go? I think that not a large majority actually do, because it's not an easy thing to pick up your life. And from an age range point of view, these are senior managers and executives. So they're in sort of their late 30s to late 40s approximately. And that means families and kids and schools and dogs and houses, and it's not an easy thing to do.
You know, okay. If you say so, Debbie, I'm gonna trust you on this. But to you listening at home, thank you for joining.
Trust me on this.
Yeah.
I'm still hopeful. I have to end the story on a hopeful note.
I'm really crossing fingers, and I'm like, I'm with you on this one. I'm hoping. I'm going to try and be positive on this one. But to you listening at home, you are joined this morning by Debbie Goodman, by CEO at Jack Hammer, rated one of the top three executive search firms in the country, talking to us about their recent survey, saying that, you know, South Africa's top management, the young and the wise, maybe the old, are thinking of leaving the country. The question is, what does this bode for South Africa? And let's get to that, Debbie. I mean, what does this mean for South Africa then? You know, if we talk about these people that are leaving, what are their biggest worries? What are their biggest frustrations? Can we stop them? Or can we persuade them? Stop is not the good word. Persuade them.
I think the things that would persuade people to change their minds and business confidence is something that is very swayable, mostly by the political and economic shifts. Because what we saw at the end of last year was a stabilizing of sentiment based on the fact that Pravin Gordhan had come into the Treasury, and as Minister of Finance was as head of the Treasury, was stabilizing things. And so people all of a sudden felt that, yes, things were challenging, but stable. Now we have so much uncertainty. There's just like one bad news report after another, from ratings downgrades to huge amounts of exposure on corruption to question marks regarding what's going to happen at electoral conferences and all the rest. And so that compounded really creates this kind of this temperament, this sentiment towards flight. And so I think that what we see when people adjust to a new normal, or when things actually do shift in terms of those big ticket items, is we see people who would actually prefer not to go. This is not people who are going, oh, I'm so can't wait to get on my horse and get out of here. They're going because they feel that the future is bleak. So if they were to change that feeling because of those key big ticket items, I think we'd see a stabilizing of things once again.
And, you know, Debbie, I don't know, perhaps you're the right person for me to be making the statement to, and I don't know if you would have the answer for me, but I sort of need some sort of justification, if you will. As I've said earlier on, I'm one of those individuals that says, you know, why are you leaving the country? If you do leave, stay there, because we will stay behind and we will do what we need to do to make this country work. When you come back, I don't want you back. Well, we don't want you back. Is that the right mindset to have when we look at these individuals now? Or we should be saying, listen, we understand where you're coming from. Stay.
I think that that's an individual stance on feeling deserted. And I think that that people who stick around to fight hard fights can certainly feel justified in that sentiment. I'm not going to. I'm very welcoming of South Africans who've decided to work abroad, decided to live abroad, and ultimately seen that the grass is not so green anywhere else. And life has its hardships, and work has its hardships, and ultimately decide to return. I'm here with open arms, because I want great people and great leaders not only to stick around, but when they realize they want to come back, I'm happy to say welcome.
Let's talk about that. I mean, Jack Hammer, rated one of the top three executive search firms in the country. Surely this has affected you, but you're still standing strong. I suppose that speaks to your pedigree.
Well, thank you. But once again, this is not necessarily about people who are actually leaving. And once again, what typically happens is that in an executive team, you will find more frequently that the reason for a vacancy arising is because somebody's decided to immigrate. or somebody decided to go and work in an office abroad of an organization. And so that presents opportunity, but nevertheless, it's very difficult to hire foreigners in South Africa. To just get a work permit alone for a non-citizen can take months and months and months. So that's so it's not easy to fill a role with somebody who's not South African. So in a way, that presents new opportunity for up-and-coming talent to take on vacancies that might not otherwise have been available. So there's always a silver lining to this.
Debbie, thank you. Thank you so much for enlightening us. And we continue to look. And I like your outlook on this. It looks bleak, but there is some positives in every bad situation.
Debbie, many thank you.
Okay. Debbie, thank you so much for joining us. We'll chat again soon, hopefully, when we hear some changes, some good changes on the survey. A very good morning to you also at home. 28 minutes past five.